Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We need to start. We need to start focusing on this Kawhi Leonard thing. We really do, because I actually like when I saw the story right tonight, and I literally turned it on, and I turned on like SportsCenter or whatever, and they literally dedicated the entire hour to Kawhi Leonard. Like, did you notice how bad of a news day it was that they turned the Kawhi Leonard? You would have thought the guy got traded to the Lakers already, right? Instead of that he wants to play for the Lakers, because they turned it into a Pharrell international incident that the guy wants to leave the Spurs. Have you ever seen a story so big in your life that really isn't a story? I mean, honestly, they did a story about a guy that they think he doesn't want to play there anymore, so he wants out and he wants to go to the Lakers. Now, if you were the Spurs on your worst day with a hangover in your life and your worst flu you've ever had in your life, where you got the flu so bad you were shut down for like 6 days, on your worst flu day, like the Michael Jordan flu rules, no one in their right mind, even if they were sick with like dying flu, would ever trade Kawhi Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers. If you were already in the Western Conference, why would that guy, Popovich, Mr. Grim Reaper himself, Mr. Friendly, they should have him on the Friendly's ice cream commercials, Mr. Cheerfulness, Mr. Chipper, Mr. Cooperative with the media, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Sunshine, Greg Popovich. You think that guy who's like Bill Belichick's offspring in terms of being a mean son of a bee, is going to give away Kawhi Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers? Like, how stupid do you have to be to sucker into that one? And then they turned it into an international incident story. You would have thought there was a terrorist attack today with the way they broke that story. Breaking news, Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. I mean, they overdid this like it was like a steak on the grill for an hour. They overdid it. I mean, honestly, it's what is so big about it? Explain it to me. When a guy, like some guy broke a story that he thinks, his sources are telling him he wants out and he's gone and he's going to the Lakers. That's his choice. I would make it my priority if I were the Spurs to trade him to the Orlando Magic. I would no more trade that guy to the Lakers than fly a kite in a rainstorm with lightning bolts flashing everywhere. Honestly. How stupid would you have to be? And then these people at ESPN, they run with it like he's going to the Lakers. They already got him in a Laker uniform. They just said tonight, I'm reading tonight, he's getting, they're getting Lonzo Ball. He's going in the deal.
Because that's exactly what Greg Popovich wants. He wants LeVar hanging out down there.
How about
San
this
Antonio?
One? Oh, they want to trade. They want Ingram, Ball, Kuzma, and Hart at least. At least two of them. And then how about this one? They said that, if they get rid of all those young guys, then they'll just, what they need is Kawhi, LeBron, PG-13, and a couple veterans, and they'll be good to go. Like, what day and age are we living in?
Fantasy land is like, pretty much
it really
what we're
is.
Living in here.
It's
not happening.
It's idiot land. Like, every day someone's trying to sell me that every player and Larry Bird is going to play for the L.A. Lakers. Every guy on the face of the earth is going to play with LeBron on the Lakers. And Kawhi Leonard's going to be traded there tonight for the entire roster. And, I mean, that's literally what they told us today. Did they not tell us that this guy was going to the Lakers? They did. They're like, he wants out, and he wants to play for the Lakers. Well, here's the plan.
Like, if it's his
Who
choice.
Who cares what he wants? Because he doesn't have the right. He doesn't have the choice. He's not even a free agent yet. He has no say in the matter. He's unhappy because of these loser people he's tied in with. His representation, his people, his you know, group or his, whatever, his uncle, whatever. The people that are giving that guy advice. Do you remember when, so he got hurt his quad, then hurt his shoulder, missed the whole year, right? But he was scoring 25 points a game when he was healthy. There's no denying the guy can fill it up. And he plays both ends. He plays defense like nobody's business. So he's a great player when he plays. So I think he's got tons of great basketball left in that body. I think he had a really bad year. And they turned on him because of his people. That's it. The Spurs hate Kawhi Leonard's uncle and his people, whoever represents him, his team, his, you know, backing, his publicity, his PR, his machine, the brand of Kawhi Leonard. They don't get along with the Spurs. That's obvious. And Popovich and the front office or anyone, right? Because everyone that plays for that organization loves it, don't they? Is that not one of the best franchises in the NBA? And the best coach. Everybody says he's the best coach. And the best consistent five titles later. No one can deny their consistency or their franchise excellence. No one can deny it. But
four Hall of Famers is easy to win five titles for a...
Okay, so now it's easy to win titles in the NBA?
If you have four Hall of Famers and they play their whole career in one spot, it's not that hard
to
win
so,
five titles.
Okay, so what are those titles you're talking about? So Robinson,
99.
Duncan.
Oh, they're all first ballot. Ginobili, they're all first ballot.
Right. So you're saying that whose fault is that they got those players?
Well, I'm just saying, let's not elevate Popovich to a Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley level. He's not that great of a coach. He's had great talent.
But the people in the NBA and in the media, in circles now, to this day, consider him the best coach in the NBA.
I don't know about that one.
Well, are they still trying to sell me that Brad Stevens is better than a guy that won five rings? Shut up. Secondly, they are the model franchise. I've never heard of anyone complaining playing there. Aldridge complained, and it took a matter of a month, and they solved that problem, and he didn't go anywhere, right? So now this guy's unhappy and wants out. Well, isn't that too bad, you little prima donna? Guess what? He can't even leave if he wants to. He can't.
He prefers to go to the Lakers. So let's just make sure that we work all this out. You know, Greg, we're sorry. You know, this isn't working. Make sure you trade him to the Lakers because that's, you know, Greg, that's where he prefers to go.
Yeah, please.
So make sure you work that out and make sure you take back the guy. You could bring the father down there with him.
Why would you trade him to the Lakers, Shep?
You don't, for real, you hit it on the head, Carvey.
Also, if they want him that bad, if the Lakers want him that bad, they should wait a year when he's a free agent. They don't have to give him anything.
For real,
why would you trade Kuzma or Lonzo Ball or Brandon Ingram for a guy that's an unrestricted free agent in a year?
So it's not even that, for real.
I wouldn't do that. You'd have to be an absolute drip moron to make that deal.
And I'm going to give you something else. Before this year, you're talking about a guy, there has never been a player like Kawhi Leonard, a two-time defensive player of the year and the third best player on offense. Not to mention the fact we're talking about the lowest maintenance superstar in the history of the NBA. He's had a bad year. Popovich cannot...
year.
But here's the thing. He's 26 years old.
Right.
So he's not even grown yet. He's 26.
He has grown. No one grows after 26.
I'll tell you how
Randy
he's grown.
Randy Moss did.
He's not.
What are you talking about? You're telling me some guy's going to grow a foot after
26? No. I'm talking emotionally, psychologically.
Oh, you mean as a maturity thing?
He's not. I mean, your boy Agassi.
I thought you were talking about he's going to keep growing.
No. He's grown all right because you just said that he's he's not he's low maintenance or whatever.
But now he's high maintenance.
He's not low maintenance because his whole team of guys want him to leave there.
Has made him high maintenance.
He's not low maintenance anymore.
He's not low maintenance.
In fact,
he's become
if he was
a prima
on my
donna.
Team, I want him out.
He's a prima
out.
Donna. He's turned into a prima donna. Yes.
This is Popovich's fault, Pharrell. He's had 2 months to meet him in person. Hasn't done it. Can't swallow the ego. Can't swallow the pride. This is your number one superstar.
Listen,
you have had
I'm
last
not a
15
fan.
Years.
I'm not a fan of Popovich, so you can't sell me Greg Popovich the way he treats people. I think he's a jerk, and I don't like his politics either. He thinks he's running the world. The head coach of the San Antonio Spurs is running the world. Please spare me the thought. Why don't you worry about coaching basketball and stay out of politics? Thanks. Here's the deal. That guy is a prima donna now because his entire people that handle his career have made him that. They've made him a pain in the ass. And I'll tell you what, he's a great player. There's no denying it. But I would rather drown than trade him to the L.A. Lakers if I were Greg Popovich or that front office. I mean, you'd have to be the dumbest set of people on the face of the earth to do that deal. I mean it.
I don't want him on my team. I don't want him.
You don't want him on your team?
I don't want him.
Why? Because he'll do this again.
All this. I don't need it. I don't want this stuff. So, bye.
And what do you think of this other thing now that Jimmy Butler is saying that Wiggins is a pain in his ass and he doesn't play defense and he's lazy and he doesn't work? I love that. When a guy
calls him out
on his own team, calls out a kid saying, this guy's a punk, he doesn't work, he's lazy, and he plays no defense, and he's a pain in my ass. I love it. Is there anything better than a pro athlete that'll throw another guy under the bus that doesn't work hard, that makes all that money? Because Wiggins makes a ton of money, right? And what does he do? What does he do besides nothing in the NBA? What does he have, one good night a month? Seriously. What does that guy do? I love Wiggins. He's a very fast, high flyer, talented guy. But what does he really do on a night-to-night basis besides nothing? Seriously. Right? And how about this? How about Butler is complaining about Wiggins? And how about Cat wants out of there, too? I thought everybody loved Tom Thibodeau. Sounds to me like they got two problems there, Cat and Wiggins. Does it not? I mean, honestly, here we go. Matt in Toronto.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt with the I guess you guys are talking basketball. We'll take Wiggins up here in Toronto for sure.
Yeah, I believe it. I think a lot of teams would take Wiggins. He's definitely got talent. I think one of the problems with Wiggins is, this is just me, he got all that money and he just stopped caring.
I think, like, I don't know. I think that maybe a new place, a new city for him would be a good call. Back to the Kawhi Leonard situation, I really don't think the Spurs care where he goes at this point.
Okay, so what did you want to say about the Stanley Cup Finals? Because you just called him like Kiwi or something, and then that just ended that conversation right there. So cool. I'm still with you. So tell me what you wanted to say about the Stanley Cup. I got less than a minute.
Well, we were going back to, like, you were kind of calling the guy a joke about the whole Knights not having a chance thing. But if anyone that were to watch the Stanley Cup Finals would have, it was pretty clear that any of the four teams in the East were much better than the teams in the West. The West has always, and for years, has been the better side, but the teams in the East were way better than any of the teams in the West.
I think the teams have been, but that's neither here nor there. When you're talking about the conversation that I had with that gentleman, he was trying to sell me that the Vegas Golden Knights had no chance in the Stanley Cup Finals against Washington, but that they were going to go seven games with them. That was the whole conversation, which made no sense to me at all. Disrespecting Vegas for making the Stanley Cup Finals and they didn't have a good finals is a waste of time with me. So tell someone else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.